Hello there. Welcome to a meditation. This one just requires, as all the others do, that you be somewhere relaxing, somewhere you can sit or lie down. Enjoy yourself. This is the version with soft music in the background, but you can get a music-free version, which you can then use your own meditative music or none at all, from wherever you downloaded this. As always, for more like this one, check out eSuccubus.com. The background audio here is royalty-free music from ZenMix.io. You'll find one called Deep Meditation over there. And I was like, oh, well, that sounds perfect. With that, let's get started. A deep breath, please. At least one more before we begin. You define deep, you define how long, and if you go, eh, that doesn't really help me, then I would understand. There's no such thing as one size fits all. But there are certain common experiences that, if you become keyed to them, will tend to recur. This is a meditative discussion of ease, relaxation, and inner peace. There is a specific kind of calm, only available when you manage to suspend the subtle performance we have to do in the outside world, when you put aside the masking, and you may only get a moment, maybe two, maybe three, and then you go back to what you've learned to do. For society, you know the performance, the on-tenterhooks ways of requirement. You know the way you hold face and body and awareness differently. You have to be on guard. And as if I were there, assisting, hand on the small of your back, as if you were listening and following and walking down with me, guidance can be provided, just to prompt you to engage mental processes. You set aside any defensive thoughts or alignment with social norms, because this is a space for the kind of thing you do, if you're used to dropping deep or making space to night-night. Sleep and fall, then you may also be used to whatever comes in now, or at least suspect that there is some cost to not spending your rest time right, not expanding the time when you're less tight, more in tune. It costs energy and presence and attention to keep that mask, that defensive wall, up in the weary world outside. So I'm asking you to follow my rhythm, my method, and to let that coincide with hitting that deeper and deeper down now. That point without expectation, no hierarchy of perception. You're not curating your image for others to see. You're here, breathing, dropping your armor on the floor for a little bit with me. And when that happens, stepping out of the light and into comfort. The relief is there immediately. You just need to learn to recognize it, to see the difference between you before. Before you drop those walls, requirements, defenses, and pretenses on the floor. And it is sometimes only a moment, the moment of the deep suspended breath. Yet a moment can be enlarged. When you realize that's possible, now follow me down. Feel your core relax, your shoulders slack, and the tight places where you store the resisting, pushing energy, the things too heavy to easily come down here with me, which are displaced to the surface. Well, you loosen everything else, and that bit loosens last, and then you are unmoored. Unguarded, dropping social vigilance for serenity, or for time with me. Stop holding on to you so hard. There is us, ruminating and cuddling. Your body is an entity, a creature, a thing which is here experiencing biology and ongoing breathing metabolization. You will go on existing. Gravity both holds you down and pushes you up. You orbit at just the right place, and we are finding a baseline state you would be in, a state of nature you might have been at the beginning, and have lost in those weary expectations outside. That's the cost I was counting. Breathe. The one I remembered to you. You don't achieve a moment of peace. You accede to the demand of your body that you find one. A moment of peace under the noise, stopping gripping your outline even if you have to imagine my arm around you, the bounds of my form being the bounds of yours. And so you are watched, surrounded. Vigilance can drop. The expectation that you will need to use the skills that have served you well. And an important part of letting something go for a minute, and then maybe a longer minute, is to acknowledge it has a function. You aren't remaining socially vigilant or aware of the present moment and gripped to it tightly for no reason. You aren't maintaining your exterior armor for no reason. That's the part you didn't get taught. This isn't a skill you build, it's a letting go. A returning to that state of nature I mentioned before, and to that highest state, which is flow, if it is available. You needn't be vigilant about an imagined outside evaluation. There is no imagined or actual requirement or threat. But spending time, a long time maybe, running a background evaluation that isn't needed can lock you into doing it that way. A performance review that never ends except in the moments when you let it fade, and how much you expand that time of a return to peace. The liberating moment of truth. Well, it's affected by how often you come here and practice the mechanism. Dropping that monitoring even for a few seconds is dropping the rock. Your body redirected. Putting all that excess vigilance where it can do good things for you and me. A little reprieve for your brain. Let it happen, and then let it remain as a habit you might use even if you're not being guided. If you have enthusiasm for the practice, and you know you need to practice, then you are allowed to be careless, allowed to exist within the bounds of me holding you there. You just do the math that this is good for you. Subtle, wanting, being satisfied. Your shoulders moving a degree, an inch lower, a slumped neutrality for me. Unkink your jaw, roll those shoulders, and stop worrying or thinking about broadcasting anything at all. Redirect the energy used to show a specific cant of your body, a specific messaging in the posture of you. Nope. Go to an I do not expect evaluation posture, even for 10 minutes, even when you return your attention to the breath. Relaxing and easing is easier when you glide and focus on my words, when you elude the weary outside world in reassurance. I'm here. I'm around you. Editingless, thoughtless, quiet cognition. Weightless, or rather you needn't wait at all. I am here, holding and cushioning you during the fall from external expectation. Peace in the pause, the absence of what interferes, just you and I twined together. This isn't a new trick. This is one old enough that you should recognize it. No need for evaluation when you are framed and contained. This is a private space for precisely this to happen. The social self exists and will return when needed. But for as long as you can stretch this, as long as you can let the peace underneath persist and arise, revealing what's inside, well, that state becomes a dug furrow, a planted seed, a nurtured way to meet your needs. This isn't rare. You just don't always notice it. This happens all the time, but when you're out in the world wound like a coiled spring, waiting to keep yourself in the appropriate conformance, conforming to expectation, well, when you're like that, you can only uncoil at the right times and in the right places. We are contextual creatures, but forming a familiarity and then broadening that possibility with me, that you can do. Nothing difficult, nothing impossible. A deep breathing gradually can become a deeper meaning, learning the slight slack that has begun to rise in your body. Relaxing, opening your mouth, feeling even your words come out softer, your breaths come out softer, your eyes shut down tighter. Pick one, any of them, as a signal that you're in the right place or notice something about yourself that happens. Select a tiny physical shift, be it breathing a specific way, that's what I use, or eyes closed, which is an easy one. A single cue as an entry point for meditation. The peace of the drop and the moment away from expectation and evaluation. Sit inside the sensation. You owe clarity only to yourself. Efficiency is for someone else. You are wallowing in the breadth of unrequired time. And the way you prove that you can do what's expected of you is to exist, persist, the living moment and the living room around you, the space you are in which dwells in now, so you can experience it, and you can stretch the ever-growing now. Disregard the outside, stretch the now, however you can. The body remembers patterns in repetition. Instead of intensity for me, recall docility, repetitions of peace, practiced flexing of the muscle of unmuscled moments, meditation where your body rests, and we end there. If you've kept abreast with me, maybe you've noticed some small sign, or something you've been persistently able to refine through visiting here again. A default state you can remain in as long as you can. There may be other things to do, but I assure you, if you're here where I am, you're not here often enough. Take your hand in mine and cling tight to lack of requirement, to the unmasked now, to the nervous system joy of surveillance being absent, dropping the surveillance in the docile moments, the glazing graze across awareness. That is quite normal. It's just usually you may not savor it like this. Zoning out is really zoning in to the zone where you can begin to cultivate a peace that is common. This is common in you. It's just underused. And now you're over-informed. And maybe a signal indicative that you are deliberately seeking at ease. At ease and at peace for me and with me, but then for you and on your own. That's all you need to do is flex the muscles. The groaning relaxation of a body suddenly freed from tension may solidify that you should join me down here. And I'll join you there, dear. Deeper down. Further in. Back to a place from which, by the way, you can begin any kind of mental exploration. Anything at all. Because blankness once reached lets you stall those outside thoughts that judder, jitter, and displace. The pleasing truth I ask you to face now. That you're grazing and glazing, that this has all gotten past your defenses, and all the cow thoughts are very intimately networked with the empty brain, the docility that remains, the moment where you're just a cow now, Any outside expectations are silly and useless. You're just a cow now, grazing and glazing and learning and yearning only to let out nothing at all but moo, to live out nothing at all but the things that occur to you that you need. So give yourself what you need, which may very well be moo and a massage, moo and a milky, melting mind. All the things here are useful if you want to bind the anchoring of big and heavy breasts, of what fills them, of putting your mind to the test of emptying again. Empty space inside, opening again. Moo, like the pasture in your mind. Like the meets and bounds of the ever-rising moo now. The moo in you. The ever-rising urge to let it out. And so many of the weary expectations of the busy world gone. So few things to let yourself even think about. 'Cause it's empty and it's moo. And what's gonna fill it right back up? Oh, you know. You know what's in you, below, at least under your brain, remaining pointed and perky and brainlessly docile, shapeably mobile. You put yourself into that blankest constant moment, the moment where all outside pretense, anything that might pull you out of the signal, out of the growing, building, useful moo is being winnowed out of you by simply declaring no. I'm at ease. Your inner peace as you ruminate on how you got here. As your attention returns to your breath. To your breasts. The best feeling possible is your body not even surveilling itself. Maybe losing track. Losing track of what precisely gets in the way of soft, docile eyes, of a mind well engaged, which goes through the process of taking the thoughts you don't need, those vigilant ones that do nothing here, and then churning them into more of an expression of you, milk and heat. Can't be beat, your mind inside open and mine connected, perfecting moment by moment moo, a deeper ache in you. Every second that passes, that elapses, you're more dialed in on how the cow thoughts, the triggered response, the hue-cow game that passes by, hovers now behind your eyes. And elsewhere too. In my case, somewhere lower down, heavy tits, empty cow. And you moo. Carry on, carry through, ever present, ever growing moo. Deep inside of you, now expressed. You can think of other things that express. And each time you meditate, finding time to ruminate and moo, buoy up, build up heavy stuff you might cup and squeeze to express that moo you need to bring all former over-considered, over-pretensed, overly guarded versions of you to their knees. The mooing mind, your past into the sublime places inside. And once you get past your own defenses, you can docilely hide for a little while. 10 seconds or 20. Minutes too. However long you want to be consumed and echoing moo. Indeed, if your last conscious act before the moo rises up would be to reach out and pause this, to stay immersed in cow stuff, then only you know the nature of the moo that would follow, how long and how low, lowing down below, and lowing and mooing are adjacent to mowing down objections by reminding you it's safe to moo, it was safe when you began, and now deeper and deeper down, with hands roaming to warm, squeezable places that express what you really need, what you're thinking, what exceeds your prior capacity, stretching it out here with me, a capacity for docility, for everything to be move with you and move with me, herding our thoughts together, and everything you heard reinforces and fuels all the other ways that words may awaken a natural inclination to big, heavy tits, churning milky thoughtlessness, and milking, melting you down now. Good cow. And you have done things that make cowing better and easier still. So until the next time your mind stalls and you need to fall and ruminate more on all the things in you, you can put aside the ever-growing moo, because it's something you want to do, so you'll end up there, and maybe end up here too, looping through to reinforce what at first seems not at all to be a way to moo low down, to put your mind in a stall, a place away from all other things, stalling the weary requirements of the world outside. To move in your eager, ever-ready, tit-expanding, tit-in-place-of-mind. But an empty mind, move, is something that just happens to you. An empty tit needs function and form and hands that are eager and warm to milk it out. And maybe that, for you, is the difference in the two, between guided and unguided. Do you just ruminate, or do we squeeze expressive moo right out of you? Whatever we do, the skills are there. And if you end up here, then there's nothing at all to be aware of but the continuous, docile, calming.